Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Homicide in North Wichita. We have the story.
A man and his son injured in a drive-by shooting in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
And police are investigating a fatal shooting at a North Wichita gas station. Police were called to a Valero station at 21st and Minnesota around 3:15 this morning. And there they found a 33-year-old man had been shot. Went to a hospital where he died, and police, he was shot after an argument with another customer. Two employees were in the store at the time. They were not hurt. Police are now interviewing witnesses and reviewing security footage to identify a suspect.
The man accused of injuring 12 people in a Colorado firebomb attack has been charged with a federal hate crime.
Acting U.S. Attorney J. Bishop Gruhl says Mohammed Sabri Solomon told investigators he'd been planning the attack for a year.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Noting the Egyptian national first tried and was unable to buy a gun, he's accused of targeting a group calling for the release of Israeli hostages using a flamethrower and Molotov cocktails, injuring at least 12 people.
There were 16 unused Molotov cocktails within arm's reach of the subject at the time of his arrest.
FBI Denver Special Agent in Charge Mark McCulloch. The 45-year-old held on $10 million bond is charged with a federal hate crime and state charges, including attempted murder. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A 4-year-old boy was hospitalized after a near drowning in East Wichita Monday evening. First responders were called to a home near Central and Rock Road just before 6:30 p.m. They found a boy who had fallen into a pool. Authorities believe the incident was accidental. The child was taken to a local hospital in stable condition and was responsive.
Police are searching for a suspect who shot at a car in North Wichita, injuring a man and his 4-year-old son. This happened Sunday night near 25th and Broadway. A 32-year-old man was pulling his pickup truck into his driveway with his two sons inside, and then he was shot in the chest, and his 4-year-old boy also wounded. Police say the shots were fired from a dark SUV. Both father and son are recovering.
ICE announced Monday the total number of arrests they made in May of immigrants living in Massachusetts illegally. Fox's David Spunt has the story.
ICE's largest operation yet, netting 1,461 illegal aliens in the greater Boston area and state of Massachusetts. 790 had criminal convictions or charges, while 277 had final deportation orders. The local congresswoman in Boston upset about ICE's presence there. Boston, Massachusetts, just one of several sanctuary cities that are large across the country. The White House has its eyes especially on several others when it comes to federal funding and has already made such threats to those cities.
The deportations come after the Trump administration is demanding that ICE make 3,000 arrests a day. ICE is reportedly making about 1,600 arrests a day.
The Wichita City Council meets at 6 o'clock this evening to discuss one item, the property tenants code. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
think about those that own property and what they should be doing in order to maintain healthy and good quality housing. And so we want to hear from community members. The last time that we have talked about this code was back with a last council, which was in August of 2023.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Two people were hospitalized after a truck rammed into a West Wichita house. Police say the truck was speeding when it left the road and ended up inside a home Monday morning on Meridian just south of Maple. Police say the driver of the pickup wasn't injured and was taken into custody on suspicion of driving under the influence of an unknown substance. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Major League action for the Kansas City Royals tonight could be a very intriguing addition to the Royals lineup. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Florida traffic hazard, gator in the roadway.
Uh-oh.
That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock, and we have 67 degrees. Missouri lawmakers are back in Jefferson City after only 2 weeks off for a special session on several economic development packages. Governor Mike Keogh called this special session for three things: incentivizing the Chiefs and Royals to keep their stadiums in Missouri, provide income tax relief to tornado victims, and fund several economic development projects throughout the state that did not make it into this year's state budget.
A ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines in certain states will stand for now as the United States Supreme Court declines to hear challenges.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not take up appeals on two gun cases, meaning firearms rights could be curtailed in at least two states. The first rejection is from a case in Maryland, where a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds the state's ban on semi-automatic modular rifles, such as types modeled on the AR-15 and the AK-47, is within the power of that state to enact. Same for a case from Rhode Island, where a ban on magazines holding more than 10 rounds will now surely remain law. Justices Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch all say they would have taken up the cases. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A California surfer is lucky to be alive after a terrifying encounter with a shark.
42-year-old Jens Heller was catching waves at Montara State Beach when he was suddenly knocked off his board, only to come face-to-face with what he believes was a 10-foot white shark. The predator bit into his board just inches from where he'd been standing. Heller managed to escape unharmed and rush back to shore where his wife and baby daughter were watching. Lifeguards shut down the beach after the incident. Heller says he's grateful to be alive and that the experience didn't shake his passion for surfing, but added he won't be returning to that spot anytime soon. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Two bikers are recovering after hitting an obstruction on a busy interstate in Florida.
Two motorcyclists had to be hospitalized over the weekend after striking a 6-foot alligator attempting to cross busy Interstate 4 near Orlando.
I said, help me, Jesus, and I just kept flipping. I'm like, when is this going to stop?
Cameron Gilmore hit the reptile before crashing into a tree. Brandy Gross also smacked into the gator before flipping her bike. He's recovering from a few broken bones while she suffered a concussion. Florida wildlife officers trapped the gator and removed it. No word on the animal's condition. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Heaviest of the rain is actually behind us right now, but we've still got some wet roadways out there. So just be aware of those roadways, wet and slippery, and just be careful on your travel out there today, especially right now as those traffic volumes are picking up. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast.
We got you.
With Storm Team 12 meteorologists, Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Yeah, good morning, Steve and Ted.
How are
you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're drying off.
Yeah, we're soggy.
Now, you guys look a little sleepy, like the storms maybe woke you up early this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, in case you guys didn't get the memo, you're going to be in charge of mowing and taking care of my yard because it's going to need some attention about every 4 or 5 days now, right?
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Max on that, right?
All right. Well, we do have a pretty good chance for more thunderstorms popping up throughout the day. We're not really anticipating a whole lot of severe weather in Wichita, but off to the east of the city today, there's going to be a chance of some hail up to the size of quarters, some wind gusts of around 60 miles an hour. But for the city itself, I think we're looking at just more heavy rainfall. So the window of opportunity to maybe get something done outside is going to be very brief today because the radar is already starting to show more storms popping up to our south and west that will be coming on through. Rainfall so far officially out at the airport, 0.9. Now at our Channel 12 studios on the northeast side of the city, we've had about an inch and a half. So the mileage varies across town. But again, more heavy rain on the way today. 75 for a high. We'll drop to 55 overnight. The rain shuts off after about 5 o'clock this evening. And then some dry weather coming up tomorrow, a high of 76. That'll probably be a nice day for some Riverfest activities. And then Thursday, here we go again, more chances for showers and storms with highs in the 70s. And I think on Thursday, again, we're looking at some chances of heavy rainfall and maybe some gusty winds, but I don't foresee a lot of severe weather as we move into Thursday's forecast. Right now in Wichita, we've got clouds and 68 degrees. Again, storms likely to return here in the next few hours. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Ross, I'll tell you, around 4 or 5 this morning, I was out going to the Quick Trip, and there was a lightning show going on that was spectacular. I mean, it was popping every 3 or 4 seconds, and you could see that great big old high thunderhead out there. It was beautiful, but kind of scary too.
Yeah, you know, and that lightning, it's nothing to mess around with, but yeah, quite an impressive electrical storm, and that's probably what we're going to see through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. But you know, if you're east of Wichita, heads up here, there is a chance we could see some severe weather later on.
All right.
But we figured you had May, the weather dog, trained to mow your lawn, so we don't have to do it.
Well, I'd like to teach her how to pick up her leftovers in the yard first. And then once we accomplish that, then we can kind of move to phase two.
Then we can move to the next step.
I'd like to know how you can train your little dog to do that.
Well, I don't know. It's probably going to require a whole bunch of treats.
Oh, well, I trained my dog to go to the neighbor's yard.
Oh, well, that's not such a bad idea.
Yeah, but neighbor kind of got annoyed about that. Ross, take it easy. I guess we'll be talking to you soon then, huh?
All right. Yeah, okay, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Ross Jansen, Storm Team 12 this morning. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025, and it was on this date 37 years ago, 1988, the Tom Hanks comedy Big was released. Do you like that movie?
Very much so.
I did too. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoy that movie. Well,
directed
done
by Penny Marshall.
Yeah, it was very well done.
Yeah.
So that Tom Hanks is fun. Everybody's getting it's good.
Yep. Tom Hanks, you know, this guy has blossomed into, I think, one of our best actors. Anything he's in, I'm watching it these days. All right, I had a little story I wanted to tell about yesterday. I had booked my cleaning with my dentist, dentist Sarah Meng, and booked it like weeks and months ago. My wife got on the phone with him, and she was someplace else, and she decided, well, it all came to the fact that she was going to come out here and have her teeth cleaned at this right after mine. So anyway, the two of us are standing there in the lobby talking over certain things, and I noticed the woman who was standing there in the lobby was pretty attentive to everything we were saying. It was almost like she was really, really curious about what we were saying, Ted. At any rate, Shelley goes on into the dentist, the room there to get her teeth cleaned. And this woman says, "Are you Steve?" I said, "Well, yeah."
"Yeah."
"Is that Shelley?" "Yeah." "But I'm Janice." "Who?" Her name is Janice Masucci. She and Shelley worked together at a Fidelity Savings branch 40 years ago.
Whoa.
And she was looking at us because she couldn't figure if that was really us. And then she said, but I heard your voice. And she said some very, very complimentary things about me and being on the radio and all this. And that it's been 40 years since I've seen her. I would not have recognized her in a million years. But she was very nice. And it was nice to renew an old acquaintance like that.
That happens every so often.
Every now and then.
Somebody from long ago.
Yeah. 7:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Ted Sports here. Ted Wimbledon Sports, sir.
Major League Baseball tonight, the Kansas City Royals after a day off. Don't go too far over to the other side of Missouri to take on their interstate rival, the second-place St. Louis Cardinals, 6:30 tonight. You can listen to the game live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals have lost 6 of their last 9. The Cardinals have won 6 of their last 9. Cardinals are really good at home, too. They're 19-8 at home at Busch Stadium. But the big story is for the Royals as they're calling up their big slugger from the minor leagues. Jack Caglione is up at the major league level now, the 22-year-old outfielder. Of course, he was the first-round draft pick by the Royals last year coming out of the University of Florida, and he's been hitting home runs and driving in runs in AA and AAA this season, and the Royals, with the way their offense is, they need somebody like that at the big league level. If he can get it done at that level, we'll find out. And Jim Bowden talked about this whole situation on SiriusXM MLB Network Radio.
What Cags does is provide that power. Now, I know, you know, it's tough in Kauffman Stadium. It's not a great ballpark to hit homers. Doesn't matter with Cags. Cags hits him like Matt Olson. He hits him a mile. Yeah. There's not a stadium that could contain him. And so now when you're sitting there and you're a Bobby Witt Jr., now you have Vinny Pascantino, now you have Salvador Perez, now you add Cags at the back end of that group, now you've stacked four hitters. So now this is going to change your whole offense. And what he's going to do is hit that occasional three-run homer that's a game changer.
All right. Jack Caglione in the Royals lineup tonight. You can listen to that live, like we said, 6:30 tonight over on KFH.
There's something you've got to understand. There's something to be said for the order, the batting order. When you've got a guy like that in a certain position, either before or after a hitter, makes the hitter better because they have to pitch to him.
Exactly.
They don't want to pitch to the bad guys. Anyway, should be a good,
yes,
good.
Very intriguing to see how this all works out from here on out. See if he can spark the Royals to some offense here. Minor league baseball after a day off. It's going to be a week on the road for the Wichita Wind Surge, visiting the Northwest Arkansas Naturals beginning tonight for a 6-game series on the road. Wichita and the Naturals both among four teams that are all within a game of first place in the division with 3 weeks to go in the first half. So good luck to the Wind Surge trying to get things done and get that first half playoff spot. Big series at Northwest Arkansas this week. Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins win on the road, beat the Sacramento A's 10-4, snapping a 2-game losing streak. A lot of former Wichita Wind Surge guys helping out the Twins. Pitcher Louis Varland throwing a scoreless 7th inning. He's got a 2.6 earned run average. Cody Funderburk, another Wind Surge pitcher, threw a scoreless 9th inning. And on offense, another Wind Surge guy, third baseman Brooks Lee, went 2-for-5 with a double and drove in two of the runs. The Twins winning at the A's 10-4 to snap a 2-game losing streak. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Wichita State basketball star Caron Bradley. He was the starting point guard on the Shockers when they went to the Sweet 16 back in 06. Came to Wichita State, transfer from Marquette. Happy birthday to point guard for the Shockers, Caron Bradley. He is 41 years old today. Happy 46th birthday to former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Danny Tomeo. Pitched in college at Notre Dame, then he had a good minor league career, won 11 games for the Wranglers in 03, then he won 12 games for the Wranglers in 04. Danny Tomeo had winning records in the minor leagues at the AAA, AA, and single A levels, never got called up to the big leagues. 52 career wins in the minors, never got called up. Danny Tomeo, the former Wranglers pitcher. It's his birthday. He's 46 today. Happy birthday to Travis Hafner. He is 48 years old today. Pronk hit 6 Grand Slam home runs in one season back in 06. Of course, he came out of Cowley College. He hit a home run in the championship game of the JUCO World Series. Drafted by the Texas Rangers in the 31st round. Pretty good. Hit 213 career home runs, drove in more than 700 runs, career 273 batting average, 12 seasons in the big leagues, mostly with the Cleveland Indians. The former Cowley College star, Travis Hafner, Pronk, it's his birthday. He's 48 years old today. And how about a birthday for Diamond Jim Gentile? Is 91 years old today. In 3 years of his career, he was an all-star.
A good-looking guy.
And then he played a couple seasons with the Kansas City Athletics.
Sure did. They got him and Colavito at the same time.
Yeah. Diamond Jim Gentile. It's his birthday. He's 91 today.
Man.
Diamond Jim. There you go. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. The CDC is putting out a warning for travelers amid a measles epidemic. That's on the way. Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward here on this June 3rd, Tuesday. 67 degrees. Senate Democrats are vowing to fight the one big beautiful bill.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will try to convince the public the one big beautiful bill is actually one big ugly bill.
One of the most reckless, odious, and self-serving pieces of legislation we've seen in a long time.
Democrats call the bill a tax giveaway for the rich that will gut programs like Medicaid. Republicans are pushing back, saying the big beautiful bill will prevent a major tax increase at the end of the year and provide tax relief to working Americans through deductions on tips and overtime. The bill passed the House with no Democrats supporting it, and GOP leadership wants to send it to President Trump's desk by the 4th of July. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Rain over the past 11 days resulting in Cheney Lake rising by nearly 2 1/3 feet. The lake is still down 5.5 feet. City of Wichita officials say the added water is not causing any problems for work being done on reconstruction work on the dam.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says there are now 71 confirmed positive measles cases in 11 counties here in the state. The department's data dashboard updates every Wednesday. It says the majority of the cases have been located in southwest Kansas. The department says the primary age group for measles cases has been found in those between birth and 4 years of age.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, and Wichita Board of Education President Diane Albert will host a town hall meeting Wednesday, tomorrow at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The mayor tells KNSS News.
We really encourage people to come to this. The community has been asking us how to be a much more effective and efficient government as a city of Wichita. Well, you'll also get to hear from county, and you'll get to hear from USD 259 through the three electeds. And so this is a great opportunity.
Who commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The United States has sent a nuclear deal proposal to Iran. Fox's Jackie Heinrich with details from the White House.
The White House tells us that President Trump has made clear that Iran can never obtain a nuclear bomb. But the State Department says the U.S. position through these negotiations has been to allow Iran to pursue a civilian nuclear program that can exist without enrichment, but would require importing fuel or relying on external enrichment facilities. The White House officially would not get into any details, but said that this deal, this proposal, would be in Iran's interest to accept.
Iranian officials, though, say they will reject the proposal, calling it a non-starter over its limits on uranium enrichment.
U.S. trading partners hoping to avoid increased tariffs are on the clock.
Countries in talks with the U.S. for a new trade deal have until tomorrow to make their offers, according to letters sent to several nations currently in negotiations with the Trump administration. An official with the U.S. Trade Representative's office says productive negotiations with key partners continue at a rapid pace. Reciprocal tariffs announced by President Trump in April are on hold until July 9th to allow for trade talks. A federal court blocked the collection of those tariffs, but an appeals court last week reversed that decision, at least temporarily, as challenges from several states and business groups are heard. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Showers and thunderstorms remain a possibility on Tuesday through the morning and right into the afternoon. Some of the rain will be heavy in spots. We'll start the day in the mid-60s, reach a high of 75 with the wind turning to the north in the afternoon. Some drier weather should return on Wednesday. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Thunder showers in the area, rain 67 degrees, south wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:32 on this Tuesday, June 3rd. High temperature in Wichita yesterday, 84 degrees. Normal high for the date, 84. On this date back in 1988, severe thunderstorms in Texas and Oklahoma produced hail as large as softballs near Stillwater. And in Jones County of North Texas, baseball size hail, 70 mile per hour wind, caused an estimated $100 million damage in Abilene, Texas. Yeah, quite a storm. Saw something over the weekend I want to mention briefly here, and that is an interview with former President Bill Clinton, who has written a book. He and another guy teamed up. They've written two books now. And anyway, he's talking about the book. They also talked about the fact that he collapsed recently at some sort of function, you know, and they rushed him to the hospital because Clinton's getting old.
Kind of frail. Yeah.
In his 80s. But anyway, what they found out was that he was dehydrated. And he was making a pitch on network TV. He said, you got to watch this, especially if you're older. You need to drink that water.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt.
You know, and it's one of the things, and I found that out, you know, when I was really a serious runner, I found that out the hard way a couple of times. But yeah, you got to drink that water. I do have a grandson, Luke, he's got water with him everywhere. He's doing the right thing. But I'll bet you an old athlete like Ryan Beatty will tell you that too. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with us this morning. How about drinking that water, Ryan?
Well, it's better than drinking the alternatives, I can assure you that. But yeah, water, particularly for old baseball players, you know, we're used to, it's being on a baseball field when it's 100 degrees outside and field temperature on that turf is usually 10 to 15 degrees hotter and got nylon pants on. And yeah, man, it gets hot. So you gotta make sure you're hydrated.
You know, when I played slow pitch for softball for years, and it was always amusing to be out on a weekend on a tournament or something. They had to have their beer. I thought, no, that's just the wrong thing. At any rate.
Yeah, that's not hydrating. That's the alternative.
Going the other way. All right. 7:35 here, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. I've seen you that you've made some appearances down at the Riverfest, right?
You know, I've only been down once and kind of bouncing around a little bit. I was in Fayetteville, Arkansas all weekend as Riverfest kicked off. But I'll be down there quite a bit this week. You know, Riverfest is one of the deals that, you know, really just is a celebration of the city. Celebrates, you know, culture. It celebrates community. It celebrates all the assets that we have along the river, which I don't know if we give ourselves enough credit for just the natural geographic resources and assets that we have along the river. And that's something that a lot of towns and cities across America are jealous of. And, you know, as we look towards future development, look towards what it is that we can accomplish and how do we leverage the river and the natural asset that we have there. You know, Riverfest is just one part of that. It's celebrating community around the river, and it's always a good time. I'm looking forward to jumping out there quite a bit this week.
Now, it's quality of life, and also it's not bad for business either.
No. You know, we talk about quality of life investments a lot in the city and in the county, and what does that mean? Well, you know, what the basic quality of life investment is we want to live in a place that has good public safety. It has good affordability, low cost of living. We have good schools. But there's other things about quality of life, too, is, you know, what are the things for young families to do? You know, we talk about the Sedgwick County Zoo. It's the largest, most popular outdoor tourist attraction in the state. We look what's happening at Exploration Place and their EP 2.0. project that'll be generational opportunities for just fun and playscapes and all types of deals that we're doing over there at Exploration Place. You have the Art Museum, Botanica, Cowtown. You know, there's a lot that we could be proud of here. We know we're not where we want to be. We know there's places that we want to go in regards to development and assets and the private market stepping up and helping us to do some of these things. But when we talk about quality of life, there are a lot of things that we can brag about here in the Wichita-Sedgwick County area. And it's why I moved back here, and that's why I call it home.
A county commission meeting tomorrow. You're not going to have one, but there is going to
We're good.
Are you having one? Okay.
Yeah, we're on. 267 pages of an agenda packet. We are on.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
That meeting starts at what, 6:30 tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 6:30.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, we'll roll over in bed and jump right out and come legislate at the county commission meeting. Nope, 9 a.m. And I'll tell you, there's some really cool things that are on this agenda tomorrow. I want to share with you one of those proclamations because I was reading through it again this morning and doing some background research. We're doing a proclamation declaring Garden Plain Can Brothers Day. And you read the topic of that and you think, what is this? The Garden Plain Can Brothers is an organization that collects aluminum cans, and they raise money for a specific purpose. And the purpose is so they can send veterans of World War II, Korean War, and the Vietnam War on a Kansas honor flight to go to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials. And I think this is just an incredible deal that they do. And this is all done by a couple of brothers who are veterans of foreign wars. And they really just want to make sure that these other veterans have a trip of a lifetime. And it's just a gesture from gratitude. It's a gesture from just honoring these individuals. And they have raised over, I think the number is 1.3 million cans is what they have donated and recycled to fund 30 veterans on Kansas honor field trips. So we're going to have a proclamation and celebrate them. And anytime we can honor a veteran and do things to really raise awareness of our veterans, I think it's a big deal. Commissioner Jim Howell is the only veteran that serves on the commission, and he'll likely be the one reading this proclamation. I know veterans' issues are really deeply personal to him, but we're going to celebrate him as a county commission, and this is just a really cool proclamation I wanted to make sure the public was aware of.
As far as business items, one or two that you think we ought to know about?
Well, you know, there's a couple different things. One of them is the Metropolitan Area Planning Department. We're actually going to consider a fee increase. Anytime you hear fee increase, obviously people perk up and they want to know details. The planning department is what does all the planning, or urban planning and growth for both Wichita and Sedgwick County. The Wichita City Council passed 7-0 a fee increase of 10%. That'll bring in roughly $40,000 extra dollars into the planning department so that they can do some of their research and make sure they're staffed appropriately. But that will also take what we call a cost recovery of from 25% to 28%. So that means that we're still using roughly 70% in this department as funded by local property tax dollars. So we want to make sure the fees are appropriate, that they're not a barrier to doing business and doing rezonings and conditional use permits and things of that sort. But we also want to make sure that those that are users of that service are paying more for that service and not the rest of the community through property tax dollars. So that's one thing that's on there. Another thing that's on the agenda is the city of Kichai is asking us to consider an interlocal agreement so that they can do a neighborhood revitalization plan. These are things that come to the county commission on occasion, and it's basically used by a local municipality to stimulate development and kind of improve some of the quality of life for its residents. It's designed to really deal with issues related to aging infrastructure and dilapidated structures. So they're really looking for economic growth in Kichai. This will help, an approval of this would abate some taxes so that not only the city, but the county has to have approval, and so do the school districts. They have to have approval too. So that'll be on the agenda. The rest of it is mostly local business and just regular business items for the county commission. But those are some things I wanted you to be aware of, because it'll be a fun day tomorrow at the county commission.
Sounds like it could be a long one too, huh?
Yeah, it could be a long one. It's what we signed up for, though. So these are important matters. We want to make sure we give them due diligence.
All right. Well, as always, thanks for being with us, and we will check with you again next week at this time.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Derby Shores Project moving forward. That's what we're going to talk about with Kirk
Seminoff
from the Wichita Business Journal. That's coming up here shortly with Stephen Ted in the Morning. Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 7:46 now on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Illegal immigrant from Egypt faces charges in firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. A man is dead after a shooting at a North Wichita gas station. 4-year-old boy nearly drowns in East Wichita pool. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still have some showers here in the Wichita area and some wet roadways all over the city right now. Also starting to see some traffic backups due to some heavy traffic out there. Westbound K96 right around Oliver. Starting to see that traffic backing up there just a little bit. We also have right now a traffic accident. Going to want to watch out for this one. I-235 southbound just north of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and breezy with a 90% chance for rain today and a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny And tomorrow's high, 75. Now rain, south wind at 7 miles per hour, 67 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Drone incursions over military bases and the southern border are increasing, according to government officials, who are raising concerns over the safety of the U.S. homeland.
Fox on Tech.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say the U.S. is way behind in producing counter-drone technology. And South Carolina Congressman William Timmons says that's a problem.
The multitude of drones reported flying over bases in the past several years revealed a coordinated effort by our adversaries to collect valuable intelligence and surveillance of some of our most sensitive military equipment.
U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Paul Spadaro.
Should our adversary choose to employ drones for surveillance or even attack, we would not be prepared to adequately defend our homeland and only marginally capable to defend our military installations.
Drones are also a huge problem at the southern border. The Border Patrol recording more than 1,000 drone incursions a month. Many more fly along the fence, looking for gaps to smuggle drugs or people. Under a directive from President Trump, the military installed a few jamming systems, helping disable 18 cartel drones this year. With Fox on Tech, William LaJeunesse, Fox News.
Boeing was among the stocks beginning the week on a positive note.
Stocks rebounding from earlier losses and kicking off the new trading week and month higher after President Trump said he plans to double tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to 50% from 25%, fueling more uncertainty regarding trade policies. Shares of U.S. steel companies like Cleveland-Cliffs, Nucor, Steel Dynamics, among others, surging on the news. While shares of the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis, going in the opposite direction and falling today. The Dow winner Boeing, IBM, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 35 points, the Nasdaq higher by 129, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A popular local dining establishment apparently is changing owners. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, Wichita's Nudod Diner has sold. Timory and Patrick Chibley have sold the 13-year-old restaurant at Kellogg and Market that has become a city icon for its breakfast and brunch menus to Jay and Jeff Miller, owners of the three local Five Guys franchises. The Chibleys will remain at the restaurant through June 15th. Nudod, of course, became a bit of a national name with all the mentions on ESPN telecasts, People magazine mention, and, of course, visit by notables such as Harrison Ford. End of an era, but the business does continue. The Derby mixed-use project that includes $150 to $180 million worth of hotel, Crystal Lagoon, beach, retail, dining, apartments, and senior living is undergoing public infrastructure improvements and initial site plans. Derby Shores, of course, is the name of the 75-acre project that is using Starbonds incentives. Infrastructure on the lagoon portion of the complex continues, and senior living plans along Patriot Avenue near Rock Road are ongoing. Developers Dave Murfin, Rick Warner, and Rodney Steven are planning 50 senior living units. And the sequel project to Vantage Point Properties, Avante Apartments at 37th Street North and Ridge Road, is scheduled to open its first apartments this summer. The second project is called Ovation, named as such as a tribute to the success of the 372-unit Avante complex that opened first. Ovation will be 252 units, and a project permit lists the value at $18.9 million. The entire complex is scheduled for completion in the summer of 26, according to Vantage Point CEO Paul Jackson. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
Kirk, in your opinion, what's the secret to Nudod Diner's success? I mean,
I don't go often, but when I do, I just think the food is so rich and so delectable. I just think it's something you have to go and experience, and you love it, and you may not want it every day unless somebody can find a menu item that just doesn't want you to take make you want to take a nap every day.
So good chow.
It's the
right?
Same reason homegrown is popping. People love breakfast food.
Yeah,
that's exactly right too. Yes,
and it isn't bad that they position themselves but having these celebrities come in. You know, everybody wants to go to some place and maybe see a celebrity, right?
And I know Ted is busy during Shocker basketball games, but the number of mentions they've had by ESPN telecasts over the years has been phenomenal. Mark Adams has helped their business, and some of the others, some of the other guys who come through town for basketball games.
So then why is it that we're not dummies here, but why is it that Steve and Ted are basically completely unknown throughout the rest of the world? We're just completely anonymous. Nobody knows about us. Can we get an ESPN mention or something?
You undersell yourselves.
Yeah, I said, I'll tell you what, if we had a five-star French dip associated with our show, we'd be nationwide famous, man.
Yeah, I guess so. Kirk, one thing we've noticed over the years, that Ted and I, we've got a television screen in here, and when we watch the network TV shows, and they got four or five people on the network shows, and they're all knocking down, I don't know, $2 or $3 million, whatever. All they do is eat. People bring them the dishes. Yeah, we'll try this. Well, that's good. You know, what does that take? That doesn't take a genius. I know guys bucking rivets out at Boeing who can do that. Why are
and
they?
And then they spend the rest of their day working that off, so they look that good the next day when they're shoving stuff in their mouth.
This is true. This is true. But Ted and I have decided, you know, if the network ever calls, my gosh, I can eat for a living if they can do it. Yeah. Get a couple $3 million. How about it? All right. On a serious note, today is Insect Repellent Awareness Day. Everyone has been bitten by an insect before, and while many insect bites are nothing more than discomfort, some lead to illness, and you can get stuff like malaria, things like that, deadly diseases. I don't use repellent. I haven't had a problem with that over the past few years. When I was a kid, I remember mosquitoes used to eat us up. At least my family and me, but any
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
more. I don't see that many mosquitoes. How about you?
I'm the same way, and I wonder if it's because we are old and they don't like our blood anymore. They like the youngster's blood.
That could be it. Could be just yeah. Just one more message. You're getting older when the mosquitoes will not bite. Hmm. That's good to know. Thank you, Kirk. We'll see you down at the Doodah Deli here in a few hours, all right? Okay? You're buying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That's the Wichita Business Journal update, of course, with editor Kirk Semenoff. Steve and Ted in the morning here, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have more on that firebomb tosser of Boulder. Had a rough day for 2 4-year-old boys in Wichita. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll be taking a look at a rare win for one team in Major League Baseball. We had a shocker involved. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur's on the way.
Yeah, we got some good items coming up. Entertainment news in the Blur. You will not want to miss it. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.